invite you to give some Dhamma for the day.
Okay, Dhamma for the day. I think one of the things is just around the theme that I gave a short reflection for the lay people, and it applies to us living in the monastery just as well, in the sense that in Thailand, especially in monastery circles and within the culture itself, there's a kind of a ubiquitous phrase used over and over again, tambun, and sort of like generally translated as making merit. And it seems, very mundane sort of concept and thing to be doing, making merit. But the Buddha, the Pali word that the Thais use for bun is punya. And there's a discourse where the Buddha says, don't be afraid of punya. Punya is another name for happiness. And it's, as a practitioner, and because, the happiness that the Buddha is pointing to, especially around punya, is when we engage in wholesome actions, when we're generous, when we're established in integrity, when we're helpful and being of service to others and to something more than ourselves. That's a really important quality to be drawing into our practice, into our hearts, because it's easy to get swept up into the very well-meaning, good intention of trying to develop, my practice and get my practice, get my samadhi together, get my. But it so much of it is around, me and my, and that is a very narrow focus for one who wants to free themselves from suffering. So to be able to pay attention to ways that we can be helpful, of service, of being able to bring up a quality of generosity of heart, an openness of our awareness, so that one can attend to something other than ourselves. And because that's that is a very well-known quote of Ajahn Sumedho. I said, whenever I think of myself, I feel depressed. That's I think it's a valid kind of perception. We get kind of stuck in ourselves, and if that's a very small, it's a very actually tiny universe to live in. So to be able to pay attention to, what can we do to be helpful? What can we do to be supporting each other? What can we do to be cultivating a sphere of kalyanamitta, having good friends in Dhamma? This is such an important quality for sustaining practice. Sometimes we can be, when that kind of self-motivation and self-interest, sometimes we can generate we can be strict with ourselves, we can put forth lots of effort, but it's actually very difficult to sustain that over a long period of time. And as practitioners, and particularly as monastics, you really have to be looking to the Buddha's path as something that is long-term. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and you run very differently if you're a sprinter or if you're a marathon runner. So that learning how to develop the qualities that allow one to be in it for the long haul, and finding ways of nourishing the heart with happiness and well-being is a big part of it. And when I say happiness and well-being, it's not just getting what you want so you're happy, but it's sort of being established in what is wholesome and skillful, having an integrity of one's actions, having a generosity of heart that is, you know, isn't confined, and then being able to, you know, connect with each other as human beings and be of service to each other, look after each other. It's a really important quality. I remember one time going to pay respects to Ajahn Buddhadasa, who's a very highly respected monk in the south of Thailand, who he's passed away now, of course, but he was very influential, both as a scholar and as a practitioner. And I would go down from time to time to pay respects. And one time, probably the last time I went, he was over 80. And one of the characteristics of Ajahn Buddhadasa, the way he taught, is he'd pick up a theme and he'd teach around it for a month, 6 months, a year. He'd pick up Paticchasamubbada and he'd just come at it from all sorts of different angles. Or the Four Noble Truths. I mean, you just say, I bet he taught around that for like a couple of years. Because in the end, they compiled these volumes after he sort of puts a theme down. And it was like these two volumes about this thick on the Four Noble Truths. But anyway, so I mean, I realized that that's his kind of style. So I asked him, and now that you're getting older and your teaching career and life is coming to an end, what theme are you emphasizing at the end of your life now? And he sort of said, oh, now that I'm getting toward the end of my life, I don't teach very much at all. I just keep telling people, don't be selfish. That was really, sweet. Accumulative wisdom of all of that practice and years, and it comes down to something that simple, and you realize, these are the things where we need to pay attention. Because we're already motivated to do the study, do the practice, but how do we sustain it? How do we nurture it? How do we keep the heart uplifted and energetic? And those ways of creating well-being and happiness are essential.